election line. Lower class and social slime. They don't mind a genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape. They burn the kids. No one makes gun. Trees, lime, to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social side. They don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See the shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill. They massacre, rape, they burn. The kids, no one leaves. Cut trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. This is called Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV. I'm your host, Ron Stevens, and I will be so for the next 2 hours. I'm going to spend a fair bit of time on Ontario today. Tomorrow, our premier, who is our latest lunatic at the head of this nonsense, has prorogued the legislature in order to reset, as she says, the agendas, I guess, and to reset the legislature, maybe do a few changes. Apparently, she's getting some heat from all kinds of different people in this province/state. And God knows I call them a lot, and I know a lot of other people call them. And one of the big problems, we discussed it last night, was the price of electricity in Ontario, which has gone from about the least expensive to the most expensive in North America over the last few years, as per planned, in order to run out two purposes: one, to privatize it, and one, to destroy a manufacturing base, which they've managed to do both. So Elizabeth Dowdswell, who is Queen of Ontario, or sitting as Queen, the Queen's proxy, the one who signs legislation into law. So the Queen, you know, people say here in Canada that the Queen is merely a figurehead. And I don't know this has been told to people since I was young. And the fact is, the Queen is the head of the freaking state. The Queen is the head of the corporation. And everything below that are just minions doing the bidding of the head of state. So she sits over there in her castle, and over here we pretend that we're an independent, free nation. Nothing could be further from the truth. We're on the plantation, been on the plantation since the get-go. And so tomorrow, This is what I think the important part of today's show is going to be. Hopefully people can get it through their thick freaking skulls that this notion of right and left is nothing more than smoke and mirrors. It is a purpose set up purposely to divide the people of the nations who constantly fight amongst each other. Yeah, you're one of them crazy liberals. Oh, you're one of them jackass gun-toting conservative Republicans or whatever you want to call them. The Democrats and the Republicans fighting for the betterment of the nation. Nothing could be further from truth. They both sleep in the same friggin' bed. Same thing here. We have liberals and conservatives, which are the equivalent of Democrats and Republicans, and they are sleeping in the same bed. And hopefully, by the time we're done the show tonight, you will understand what is being said. Now, I know most of the regular listeners here get it. They understand that the right-left paradigm, if you will, is nothing but a fraud, a con game. It's setting the people up to attack each other, not what is controlling you, not the slave masters. If you're disagreeing with each other, I mean, you walk down any street pretty much anywhere, and you're going to have, you talk to 10 or 20 neighbors. You're going to have devout left wing and devout right wing. Well, your neighborhood is divided. You know, it's almost like racism in a way. The liberals hate the conservatives, and the conservatives hate the liberals. Why? Because they were taught to do so, just like any other form of racism. People are not racist naturally. They're taught to be racist. The guy that hates black people was taught to hate black people. The one that hates Hispanics was taught to hate Hispanics. They don't know why. In most cases, they don't know why. They'll give off some gibberish that was told to them. Oh, they're coming in here and stealing our job. But why are they coming in here? You know, why are they being driven from their lands? What's the problem where they come from? Okay? People don't think very well anymore. They don't ask very pertinent questions. Now, you know, an example is my father-in-law, who's passed now, but great guy, absolutely great guy. He was a liberal because he was a farmer. And the liberals back in the Trudeau days, Trudeau won, were offering benefits, social benefits. And it seemed like they cared about the people. And he was a guy that always cared about people, my father-in-law was. And, you know, he was active making sure that people got out to the vote. If they couldn't get there, he would drive them there because he wanted to build a good, you know, nation. It wasn't until later in life that it dawned on him that he'd been suckered by the political system. And that changed him a lot. Still a really good guy, but it's like the light went off in his head and he finally saw and he finally understood and he finally knew the deception that he'd been caught up in. And that's what has to happen. People have to come to the realization that this entire political game is nothing more than smoke and mirrors and a way to control the people, a way to turn the people against each other. There is no political party on the face of the earth that gives a sweet bejesus about the people, because every nation is a corporation and it's about corporate business. That's all it's ever been about. And cutting deals for their corporate friends and make their corporate friends more wealthy. And it's taking the labor of the people and giving it to their friends. And that should be absolutely illegal. You see all the time where the government of whatever has just, given some company $10, $20, $30, $100 million in order to help create jobs. Wait a minute. isn't that up to the business to figure out how to go get the money? I mean, if the business plan is so bad that they can't go to one of their buddies' banks and borrow the money, then why in the name of God would the government be handing over your money to finance a business who apparently can't get financing anywhere else? If they have a good business plan, they will get financing. Now, I realize the banking, that's all phony anyways, but what I'm saying is that the businesses and their corporate buddies won't finance each other, will go to the government. Give them a spiel, tell them you're going to create jobs, get a tax advantage, get them to give you the money you need, or most of it, based on the idea of saving or creating jobs, and then we'll just get the taxpayer to pay for it. Sweet. Now, that has to be illegal, but apparently it's not, because legal is all about business law. It's not about real law. It's business law, and that's how these guys get away with this nonsense. Anyways, tomorrow, Elizabeth Dowdswell is going to give a throne speech to reset the direction of the provincial government, supposedly. And this could be quite interesting because Elizabeth Dowdswell is a criminal, as are all politicians criminals, because all politicians serve the corporation, not the people. They allow the people to believe, vote for me. I wish to be your representative. And the people go, yeah, they sound really good. I'm going to vote for this guy or gal. But you don't vote. You can't vote. Okay? They represent your corporate person, not you. You have never been represented by government. Only your corporate entity has been represented by government. Your corporate entity is what is used as paper to raise money, to guarantee loans, puts you on the hook. Because just like the Queen, who it is stated that that Elizabeth, the woman, and the Queen, the corporate entity, crown, corporation soul, while Elizabeth and the crown are separate, they're also indivisible, which is a crazy sentence. Because if